Hello and welcome back. We come to you each day of the week with interesting stories from around the world. We present them slowly and with words that are easy to understand. That way, you learn important things and improve your American English skills at the same time. Today, we have two stories for you. Both are about things in the United States. First, Katie Weaver will tell us about a new shelter for special young people here in Washington, D.C. Then, Bob Doty has information about Hillary Clinton. Some people predict she will become this country's first woman president. But getting the job is not easy. You'll hear what some of her critics have to say. So, if you are ready, let's listen and learn with part one of As It Is. A shelter called Casa Ruby is opening in Washington, D.C. The shelter is for homeless lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender young people. Katie Weaver reports.
Giselle Hartsog is transgender. She was forced to leave a women's shelter.
They found out I was trans. They were very discriminating against me and wouldn't let me come back.
Giselle Hartsog left her home in Mississippi 4 years ago because her mother did not support Giselle's self-identification as a woman. Ms. Hartsog moved to Washington. She had no home. She often slept in the Central train station. She would have sex with strangers for money. Ms. Hartsog was arrested earlier this year. Officials told her she should go to Casa Ruby. She will be one of the first people to live there. Ms. Hartsog says Casa Ruby will give her what she needs, safety, food, and shelter. She says she cannot ask for too much more. The shelter is named for Ruby Corrado, who created it.
It's a house where, you know, people can be themselves and where they can be safe. And more importantly, for me, a place where they can be loved and where we can love one another.
Homeless LGBT youth can live at Casa Ruby for as long as 18 months. Larry Villegas helps the young people find work and a place to live. He says while they are at Casa Ruby, they must work to improve their lives. He says they will have duties.
There should be 35 hours per week of employment or community work or education or job training. And we want to make it in a way that it is always from what did you do today to get better and celebrate that accomplishment.
Mr. Villegas says the staff will help the house members reach those goals. Ruby Corrado says Casa Ruby will have 18 beds and clothing for those who arrive with nothing. She says her goal from the beginning was to offer LGBT homeless youth the same help that is given to many people in Washington. Shelter residents will be given health care and treatment for drug or alcohol abuse. Casa Ruby will become not just a new home, but the beginning of a new life. Maria Foscarinas works at the National Law Center on Homelessness and Poverty. She says LGBT youth need that kind of support. She says many public services are not available to young people because of their age. She says there are a lot of barriers to remove to solve the problems these youths face. Activists for the homeless estimate that 20 to 40% of homeless youth are lesbian, gay, bisexual, or transgender. That is about 400,000 American young people. Some of them are as young as 13. LGBT youth who are rejected by family members are at higher risk of suicide. Studies show those from highly rejecting families are more than 8 times more likely to try to kill themselves than those with accepting families. Some places that help homeless youth would not offer shelter to young people who are lesbian, gay, bisexual, or transgender. This practice was so widespread that the federal agency that funds shelters created new rules. These require homeless youth shelters to provide the same treatment to LGBT youth as other young people. I'm Katie Weaver.
You are listening to the Voice of America, and we are coming to you from Washington. In the United States, recent opinion polls show that former Secretary of State and Senator Hillary Clinton remains a strong candidate for the presidency. She hopes to become the presidential nominee of the Democratic Party next year. Yet critics question her use of a private email account while she served as the country's top diplomat. They also are questioning the money-raising activities of the Clinton Foundation. Her husband, former President Bill Clinton, set up the nonprofit organization after he left the White House. Bob Doty has more.
Hillary Clinton met with a group of supporters during a recent visit to Las Vegas, Nevada. She spoke mainly about immigration, an issue considered important to voters in states along the border with Mexico. She expressed support for a path to U.S. citizenship for many of those who entered the country illegally.
Make no mistakes. Today, not a single Republican candidate, announced or potential, is clearly and consistently supporting a path to citizenship. Not one.
Recent opinion studies have shown that likely U.S. voters do not trust Mrs. Clinton as much as they once did. The main reasons? Questions about the money-raising efforts of the Clinton Foundation and her use of private emails as Secretary of State. John Fortier works for the nonprofit Bipartisan Policy Center. He says many Democratic Party members continue to support Mrs. Clinton.
What she does run on is having great experience, great support from the party, great support from all of the leaders, all of the fundraisers, and that's a very strong position to begin from.
Many Americans have known about Hillary Clinton and her position on major issues for more than 20 years. She has been involved in national politics since her husband became president in early 1993. Charlie Cook writes the Cook Political Report. He says that could hurt her with voters.
Thank you so much.
I think in some ways Hillary Clinton is going to be running against herself. I mean, she's got to show herself relevant in the 21st century. She's got to be more future-oriented than past.
Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders has also announced he will seek the Democratic presidential nomination.